Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello again. This is episode number 50 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is You Shall Be Free Indeed. I have been encouraging you regarding the freedoms Christ has secured for us in light of our celebrating July the 4th and our nation's independence this month. Though challenged, our freedoms remain secure in Christ Jesus. Let's continue as I share some historical and biblical truths concerning our independence. Are you aware that the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia was not rung on July the 4th, but was rung on July the 8th when the Declaration of Independence was publicly read? Festivities including concerts, bonfires, parades, and the firing of cannons and muskets accompanied the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence. Artillery salutes with cannons, a key feature of earlier celebrations, went out of fashion as cannons faded from use by the late 19th century. But one tradition did not fade out, and that was fireworks. One passage of scripture that should set fireworks off in your soul regarding our freedom is John chapter 8, verse 31 to 36, and I'd like to read it now in the New King James Version. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." I cannot help but believe that if our forefathers and those who were part of the 13 colonies who broke away from Great Britain to establish a free nation called the United States were alive today, what would they think? We've taken freedom to a level that was never intended. As a nation, we feel we have a right or freedom to remove God and His Word from our lives. So we've changed the definition of marriage, along with fighting to make bathrooms gender neutral, not to mention how much God's Word is despised as a source of wisdom. As a nation, it's evident that we are indeed reaping what we have sowed. In looking at our passage from John chapter 8, I want to point out some things that the United States has in common with the Israelites and their religious leaders at that time. Number one, Jesus has given a free invitation to live in freedom for those who believe in him and remain in his word as his disciples. This invitation is still open to the United States today. Reading again verse 31 and 32, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" In the book of John, we know that Jesus is the Word made flesh. To abide in his word is to live in, dwell, and to make your home in his word, or basically to make Jesus himself who is the living word, the center of your life. All that you do is based on what he instructs in his word. When we do that, we become his disciples because we fellowship with and are guided by him through his word. There is no other way to be Jesus' disciple. We must abide in his word. Now, when we abide in his word and are his disciples, then we shall know the truth, and the truth makes us free. The freedom Jesus talks about doesn't come from just an academic pursuit of truth through studying his word, but from living out his word daily and being his disciple. Jesus will teach us the truth about all things pertaining to our lives. Have you lost your confidence in his word being true? Are you neglecting the study of his word and applying it to your life? Then how can you claim to be walking in the freedom of Christ? Then number two, they were deceived into thinking that they were free without Jesus. Looking again at verse 33, they answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" The United States is responding to the Lord's invitation today, just like the Israelites did in the past. No thanks. We're good. We don't need anything because we're not in bondage. We're already free. Free and always have been? What about Israel's bondage under Egypt? This is self-deception and very powerful. And then number three, because they habitually practiced sin, it kept them enslaved. Now, looking at verse 34, Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." Sin in this passage is a verb tense indicating a habitual, continual practice or action of sin. The person in habitual sin is a slave to it. This is a continual habit of sinning rather than just an occasional lapse here and there. It's like a dope addict who cannot stop his craving for drugs. He continuously finds himself shooting up, even when he doesn't want to. Slavery to sin is the worst kind of slavery because there is no escape from self. No matter where you go, there you are. Then number four, only Jesus, the Son, is able to give the power to be free. Verse 35 and 36 says, "And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Everyone who wants freedom then has to understand that they must be emancipated by the Son of God. The slave was not a permanent resident of a house. He may be dismissed or sold. So the slave of sin cannot by himself change his status. He can't even convert himself, nor can he convert any other fellow sinner or slave. So all of them as sinners are also slaves. It goes to reason then that if someone is going to be able to liberate us from the bondage of sin, he cannot be a fellow sinner or slave. So then you go on in the passage and you understand its reference to a son. A son remains a family member with family privileges forever. In this passage of scripture, the son is making reference to Jesus. As a family member, the son can bestow family privileges on others. He is not a slave to sin, but a son in the family, and he has a right to free slaves, to liberate them from the chains that bind them. The Son of God sets us free and brings us into the household of God. The passage says, "If therefore the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed." And why? Because he has the power to do so. The Liberty Bell, was rung in Philadelphia on July the 4th, with festivities including concerts, bonfires, parades, and a firing of cannons and muskets. But that cannot compare to the heavenly host that celebrates one soul that is set free by Jesus Christ. The United States has distorted freedom, but true freedom comes in relationship with Jesus Christ through abiding in His Word and being His disciple. There's nothing like freedom in which we have in Christ Jesus. Money can't buy it, no status can obtain it, and you cannot work and earn it, and you can't even have anything in the world that can match it. Have the events in the United States caused you to be weakened in your commitment to His Word and following Him as a disciple? Are you deceived into thinking you are free, yet you are truly enslaved by your own freedoms? Jesus, the Son of God, will set you free. Just ask Him right now to do so, and He will. You can go to our website given at the end of this podcast to know for sure how to receive Jesus as your Savior. And until God brings us together again, please smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM like in Mary, FORJESUS.org to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.